When I was a boy growing up in Alabama in the 60s, it was all about how well you could play sports or when the last time was that your dad took you hunting. Well, one of the things that the athletic kids would do would be to try and show up those of us who were not athletes, and we would all be out on the playground, right? And all of a sudden you'd hear somebody yell, "Think fast!" And then they would proceed to pummel us, that would be me, with a ball, usually a football or a basketball or whatever, but thank God, never a baseball or a softball. So what do you do when you hear, "Think fast"? I usually throw up my arms in front of my face and pull up one knee and turn to the side. That's what we would call a knee-jerk reaction. You move to protect your body. So how do you handle a knee-jerk response in business today? Well, my name is Morris Sims, and I'm the host of the Business of Sales podcast, powered by Allego. Allego is a sales enablement platform for sales organizations. You'd be surprised what you're going to find out. So go to allego.com and schedule a demo. You'll see from that just exactly how Allego can help your sales organization do some really outstanding things. This podcast is a short form of the Business of Sales because, well, I believe you're probably going to need to hear or would like to hear a principle or a concept to directly help you in your business and not take 40 or 45 minutes to do it. Guests are wonderful, and I learn something on every show that I record, but you might be looking for something a little shorter and sweet and to the point, so we created the short form. So, hey, I tell you what, let's get after it. Let's see what we got here. I'll see you again next time right here on the Business of Sales. Here we go. In a sales situation, many of us, and that includes our prospects and clients, will give you a knee-jerk reaction the first time you give them an opportunity to buy. It might come out like any of these or, dozens of other words, but here's some examples. You ready? Here goes. "Morris, thanks for all this. There really is a lot to think about, though. Let me get with my wife, and we'll make a decision and get back to you next week, okay? See you later." Or you could hear, "Morris, wow, that is a bunch of details. I'm going to have to get with Carla, and we'll make a decision. We'll get back to you next week, okay?" Or you might hear, "Thanks, man. This is exactly what I needed to make a decision. Now we can go online, and I'm sure I can get it from Amazon by tomorrow night. So, hey, man, thanks a lot." Or you might hear, "Man, this is not inexpensive. I'm going to have to dig into the budget and see just exactly what we can afford before we can do anything. So hang in there. I'll get back to you." Well, those four concerns, or some folks might call them objections, are members of the only four categories of objections you'll ever hear. The good news is this. Once you know how to handle an objection in a category, any other objection in that category can be answered in essentially the same way. Once you answer it, then you use your call to action to help the client make a decision so you can both move forward in the process, right? Does that sound good? Sure it does. Outstanding. Well, there's a process. There's a system for answering objections, and it goes kind of like this. You ready? Step one, agree with the prospect. Chances are the prospect's waiting for you to tell them how wrong they are or to try and refute whatever objection they gave you. They're ready for you to pick a fight. But when you tell them, "Man, Jan, you're right. I can understand that. This is an important decision, and it's one you really should think about." The prospect's mind is going, "Look at that. I dodged another one. I can lower my defenses. This guy agrees with me." And that's exactly what we'd like for their thinking to be at that point. Step two, confirm the objection. Now, this is easy. We just need to confirm that we actually heard what we thought we heard. There's nothing more demeaning than to answer an objection with skill and empathy and professionalism just to find out that that really wasn't what they were concerned about at all. So you confirm the objection. Jan, let me make sure I do understand what you're concerned about. Is that okay? That's a permission question. You like the solution that we presented, and option B looks like it's best for you and your family, but there's just still a few things you want to think about. Is that right? That's a checking question. So I asked those two questions. He says, yeah, Morris, that's it. That's correct. Great. Now I know what to answer. Step three is doing just that, answering the concern. So you give it an answer. For example, I might say, great, Jan, many of our clients have that same concern and they need some things to think about, but let me see if I can help. While I'm here to answer any questions that you might have, what is it that you want to think about? And Jan will give me something and I will say, oh, that's great. What else is on your mind? And I'll continue that until there's no more. Okay, Jan, that's great. Anything else? I'll continue until there is no more. Is that it? Super. Then let's take these one at a time, at which point in time I will answer each of those questions in succession. And then I'll say something to the effect of, Jan, that takes care of those. Is there anything else? And when she says, no, that pretty well covers it, then it's time to give them a call to action. That's step four. Ask the client to take action. Great. Hey, thanks, Jan. I really, really appreciate it. As I said earlier, to start a plan like this, I need to get a few bits of information. How tall are you? It's a system. So once you learn it, all you have to do is use the steps. All right? It's not hard at all, really and truly, but it does take practice. So you agree with the prospect. Gee, you know, I can certainly understand that. In fact, a lot of the people that I work with feel exactly the same way. Let me make sure I completely understand where you are here. You like what we proposed and you really want to do this, but a couple of things you want to think about. Is that right? Great. Let me help you and see if I can help you with that. Is there anything else, anything else, anything else? Great. We're going to answer those objections and move on. Is there anything else? Great. As I said earlier then, you know, to start a plan like this, we need a little information. So how tall are you? It's a system. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, let's start from the top. Four categories of objections or concerns. You ready? No need. Thanks, man. That's just what we needed to learn. Now we can go online and book exactly the kind of vacation that we want. Or no money. Man, that's a lot more than I was expecting. I'm going to have to talk to my wife about that. I don't know. We'll look it over and we'll get back to you. No confidence. You know, Morris, I tell you, I really think I need to give this some time. I got to think about it. I need to talk to Carla about it and her dad as well before we're going to be able to choose one of those. But we'll do that and I'll give you a call next week and we can talk it over, okay? And finally, no hurry. Let me think about this for a while. So there you have it. Four categories. No need, no money, no confidence. I want to talk to somebody else about this. Or no hurry. Let me think about it for a while. That's all there is to it. The professional knows what they're going to say before the situation arises so that they can make adjustments. If you have a way to answer it and you know what you're supposed to say and you know how to say it, then all you have to do is tweak that to make adjustments based on the actual situation that you find yourself in. Because nothing we practice is going to be perfect all the time. You're going to have to address the person and the situation that you're in. The process has one simple objective. All we're trying to do here is make it easy on the client to get past that objection. If they don't get past it, then they're going to procrastinate. And we all do it, right? We all get to that point. We just procrastinate. It gets put off to the side, and we'll think about it later, but later never comes. So when that happens, nobody gets what they want. And it causes the prospect to, again, to get kind of that angsty feeling that, in the Northeast, they call it agita, but to feel, gee, there's no closure. There's nothing happening. It doesn't work. We don't want that. We don't want them to procrastinate. We don't want to give them a reason to procrastinate. We want to give them a reason and make it easy for them to make a decision. Yes or no. Just make a decision. What's going to be best for you and your family? The process. Use the process. Answer the objection. That's it for this short form of the Business of Sales. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, same station. Best wishes. Until then, I'm Morris Sims.